All of the birds in Vermont. All of the birds in Vermont are black, except for the birds that aren't black. Hawks circle tops of trees, tracking movements and heat. The precipice springs up, becomes the view. All of the birds in Vermont are black, except for the birds that are brown. I met him in a concrete well at the top of a hill. Our discourse was thicker than trees, fraught with leaves. Didn't question how it came to be that the year's first frost killed off the mosquitoes as the cardinal's egg cracked in the spring. All of the birds in Vermont are black, except for the birds that are red. The tricks in distinguishing movement from absence of movement, in seeing in stillness the cycling, recycling of breath, recognizing a cloud's mass of autonomous drops as a frozen lake stuck in the sky that would crash to the earth if it weren't so goddamn sure it could do it alone. All of the birds in Vermont are black, except for the birds that are gray. In each clump of dirt that is stuck to our shoes, there are 2,000 years of sediment scraped from permineralized rock, pushed up by a frozen comb carving lines in the ground bearing down southeast. In the early morning, I dug my car out from the snow with raw hands, kicked ice from my tires, my lungs, and then my whole body burned as I scurried away to meet him in the city. All of the birds in Vermont are black, except for the birds that aren't birds. Once there was a man who refused to be entombed in ice, so he ripped himself from the land, bought a ticket to a place where it never snows. The water leached out of his body. His voice dried up like an old leaf. I brushed the shriveled pieces from my hair. All of the birds in Vermont are black, except for the birds that are white. A flash of being charged split the moment. The deer leapt into the woods. A sight I might have missed had I not been roused at 3 a.m. to descend scuff stairs, crouch on a rough 4-inch stoop, lean back to look at a sky of aging light, relearn a land I loved, which hadn't changed. None of the birds in Vermont are black, except for the birds that are black. They coast over striated rocks left scattered by Laurentide ice, and I split from a life that won't fit. The pond cracks like a shotgun. Water rushes up the side of the mountain. Sap courses down the tree. The sugared blossoms of spring sweeten the ground for those whose shoes are caked with our dust.